pleased to be joined by ESPN insider Adam Schefter. Yesterday we heard John Elway talk about the Peyton Manning situation, going to give him as much time as he wants. But how do you see this thing playing out, especially with the deadline looming and Brock Osweiler sitting right there?
I think everybody's more anxious than the Broncos are for answers, for whatever reason that is. It doesn't seem to make sense, but it's true. Everybody keeps asking, what's Peyton going to do? What's Peyton going to do? And the Broncos are very relaxed about it. And I think one of the reasons they're relaxed is they feel comfortable and confident that they can get a deal done with Brock Osweiler. I'm a bit more uneasy than they are about that, because it's not often that a starting quarterback gets to market and other teams have the chance to bid on him, and you'd have to think that Von Miller is going to get the franchise tag unless they get a deal done with him, which could happen. But certainly if Brock Osweiler gets to the market, there may be another team that takes a run at him. If that happens, that could leave Denver in a real bind if they lose Brock Osweiler and if Peyton Manning retires.
With all these free agents, I was going to ask you about Von Miller next. Sources saying that they're kind of close to a deal, but how do you think this thing's going to play out here?
So you never say close to a deal. You never know. Okay, these things change on a daily basis. Von Miller is going to get paid a lot of money, whether it's within the next week, whether it's in July before the franchise tag deadline, should he get the franchise tag. So he's going to be a Bronco. He's not getting away from Denver. The question is, when did they get that deal done, and how does that impact the other players that they have to address?
So many moving parts here. What's the hardest part about repeating as Super Bowl champions? We just never see teams do it these days.
It's very difficult because, number one, it's hard enough to win a single Super Bowl, no less two Super Bowls. There are so many things that have to go right. Think about everything that happened for Denver this year. Miami beats New England on the final Sunday in the regular season. It sets up Denver with home field advantage. What would have happened if Denver had to go to New England to play the AFC Championship game instead of New England having to come to Denver? The result might have been different. Play the Super Bowl. They beat up the Panthers pretty good. They caught them at the right time. They played a great game. They deserved to win. But again, it was a great run. Can they repeat all that? Very hard to do when everybody's gunning for the world champs, the defending world champs. So there are a lot of issues. Repeating has been very rare, and it's been very rare for a reason.
Last question for you here. We've seen you walking around always with your phone in your hand. Yeah. You ever put that thing down?
Well, one of them is actually charging right now. I've only got one, so I feel a little half naked right now, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you for sparing a couple of minutes with us. I appreciate it. Thanks,
Congratulations, Adam. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos and the city of Denver.
Thank you very much.
Take care.